This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Whether you're a 65-year-old senior VP whose job has been eliminated or a 22-year-old with a freshly minted degree, trying to land a job is pretty scary stuff. So much to do and so much to get wrong. Matt Durfee feels your pain. The Flint area native has recruited for some of the biggest companies in the nation, and he's lost his job and had to navigate his way back to a new position, not once, but several times. So he's taken all that experience and put it into his new book called The Job Search Navigator, an expert's guide to getting hired, surviving layoffs, and building your career. Matt Durfee, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.
You really do understand both sides of that coin. You've been the guy hiring, and you've been the guy hoping to get hired.
Yes. It's not necessarily how I envisioned my career to play out, but that's very true. I have a pretty good feel for both sides of the interviewer's desk.
Whom is your book aimed at?
Really, my book follows, to a large extent, my own career and some of the things I learned when I was a candidate. So it really starts for the recent college graduate all the way through to chief executive officers.
And you, in the book, you offer advice in the form of something that you call Durfee's Laws. I take it these are things learned from the School of Hard Knocks and also from your time as the guy doing the hiring.
Yes. Well, there's actually 70 of these laws, but a few of them that I will point out in probably no particular order here. But one of them is the need to study for an interview or study for a job search with the same intensity and focus that individuals do when they are studying for a final exam. And the reason that's important, and I really do find this quite inexplicable, that most people will spend more time and money on a couple rounds of golf than learning how to get a job that will change their lives. And not only do I share that in the context of the bigger picture and all the different components that go into finding a new job, but right down to the simple things like preparing interview responses to questions that may be asked the night before an exam, and I'm sorry, the night before an interview, and do so again, kind of with that same study focus that you would if you were preparing for an exam.
How do you study for questions that you don't know what you're going to be asked?
Yeah, and that's a really good question, and it really goes back to my experience both as a corporate in-house recruiter, and now some of my practice involves executive search or commonly known as headhunting. And what I've realized is I tend to ask, for the most part, of candidates the same basic questions. So when I'm interviewing a candidate, I may ask them the 70% of the questions I'll ask all candidates, regardless of their level, regardless of their profession or industry. And similarly, as a candidate, I've recognized that I was asked often those same questions. So what I've done in the book is anticipated what some of those likely questions that the reader will be asked when they interview for a job, regardless of what that job is. And then I have provided some insights in terms of what I like as a recruiter to hear from candidates.
I'm speaking with writer Matt Durfee, who grew up in the Fenton area. His new book is called The Job Search Navigator, an expert's guide to getting hired, surviving layoffs, and building your career. Matt has spent years as a headhunter, if you will, a recruiter for some of the biggest companies in the nation, and he has been in the position of needing to find a job after losing it, not once, but several times. So kind of a 360-degree perspective on this. And wanted to zero in on some special situations. Matt, the recession has certainly left older, more senior workers in the dust when their jobs vanished. And that is tough for people who perhaps have been with a company for a long stretch, so they haven't been out there searching for a job. And then you layer on the fact they probably feel like a failure. You talked about the one laid-off executive who had a huge, huge list of contacts, but he was ashamed to tap into that list of contacts. He said, "I feel like a putz." What's your advice to people in that position?
Yeah, that's a great illustration of someone who did not embrace the realities of the new workplace and the forces of things like new technology and globalization and that sort of thing. And let me just, for a moment, mention that is quite a stark contrast to younger workers. And the reason is these individuals that have been with the same organization for years just have the mindset that as long as I do my job and I don't get in trouble and I contribute and I perform and I do everything that the company asks of me, then I won't have to be one of these people who are out there looking for a job. But what I often have to share with these individuals and help them understand that it's not their fault. Well, I'll give you an example. One of my corporate positions was the head of human resources for a major business within a national home builder, and the job went away when the whole industry collapsed. You can't really blame that on me.
Sure.
And to the same extent, I try to get my clients to understand, and I convey that in the book as well, that there are just forces outside of the individual's control, and just because they have been successful through whatever factors from avoiding having to change jobs, it's still not their fault that they've found themselves in this position after being with the same company for, you know, 20 or 25 or 30 years or more. In contrast, newer entrants to the workforce have, particularly in the last 10 or 15 years, have just seen so much a change and basically kind of a chaotic work environment that they're much more understanding and take it less personally when they find that they're on the job market.
You had some interesting advice for resumes for both the more senior worker and also the young people who are making that transition from student to employee. First, for the senior worker, I found it interesting. You said, do not take your resume and go all the way back to when you started. How far back should you go?
Well, it will vary by individual, but as a rule of thumb, I don't think it's necessary to include any years that go back more than 25. So if you're a senior executive, employers and recruiters will expect you to have right around 25 years of experience or more. So in those cases, it may be appropriate to go a little bit beyond that. For most individuals, now what I recommend is that they include their dates of employment up until that 2025 year mark, and then just simply provide a category that would say, you know, for instance, prior to 1980. So it will vary, you know, by position and industry, and there's some factors that come into play. But for the most part, 20, 25 years after that, just kind of reference those in a less script manner when it comes to putting the years on the resume.
And then for the young people who are really plunging in with their first serious resume and trying to make that transition from being a student to being somebody's employee, what's the most important thing they should do with their resume?
That'll depend to a large extent on what their training is and their education level, and including in some cases what academic institution that they graduated from. So, for instance, an individual who's graduated from a highly prestigious university, they may want to lead on the resume with their academic credentials, at least for the first few years of being in the workplace. For other individuals, I think at that point it becomes necessary to share some of the skills that they've developed that will be transferable to an employer. So maybe not speak as much to the specifics of their degree, but maybe to some of the skills that they've developed, which may include things like organization, change management skills, technical skills, that sort of thing.
I did notice, and I thought it was very, very helpful, terrific part of your book, Job Search Navigator, is the templates that you give everybody, every possible contingency, whether it's for resumes, for whether it's reentering the workforce with a job gap or a recent college grad or non-management professional. But it certainly struck me that you're really big on putting that career objective right up top, and also don't forget your social media, like your LinkedIn profile.
Yes, yeah. I can't say enough about the resume and the the objective or the professional summary at the top of the resume. The way I look at a resume is it's essentially a billboard that a recruiter is going to look at with about the same attention span that you look at a billboard when you're driving down the highway. If it doesn't capture your attention very effectively and concisely, you're not really going to capture the message, and most likely what you're going to do is to move on to the next resume. So that's such an important part of the resume to me as a recruiter. If I don't see that objective at the top of the resume, chances are I'm going to spend maybe 5 seconds on that resume before I decide to either put it in the reject pile or put it in the pile where I'm going to come back and revisit as a potential candidate.
I can't say enough about how well you guide your reader through putting together a good resume, whether it is, you know, giving people ideas of the kinds of adjectives to use to describe their competencies. And you really have made it something that's really, really, really understandable.
Yeah, thank you. And I will tell you, that also comes from my perspective as a recruiter. There's certain things that I want to see, and there's certain things on the resume that that I don't. You know, the reality is, if you're a recruiter and you've got 1,000 candidates who have applied for a position, you've got a very limited amount of time that you're going to spend on those resumes before you make the decision in terms of whether to warrant further consideration.
Recruiter Matt Durfee. His book is called The Job Search Navigator, An Expert's Guide to Getting Hired, Surviving Layoffs, and Building Your Career. Thank you so much for sharing your hard-won wisdom with us, Matt. It was really great to talk with you.
Thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate it.